With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Jackson Kova remains in the OHL as development continues. The Ottawa Senator draft pick is continuing his development in junior hockey, with the young forward still skating for the London Knights in the Ontario Hockey League. Kova was selected 32nd overall by Ottawa in the 2026 NHL draft, but he hasn't made the jump to the NHL just yet. The Senators retain his NHL rights while he builds experience in the OHL, and Kova has also committed to play NCAA Division I hockey at Penn State for the 2027-2028 season, a move expected to further strengthen his path toward the professional ranks. For now, the highly rated prospect remains a key piece of London's lineup as he works toward an eventual NHL debut.
It's been pretty surreal just having the great coaching and just the great environment I'm in, and I credit a lot of it to where I am, to where I am now, just from them. Is great Dale and Mark taking me under their wing, and like the older guys last year, they're the reason why I'm where I am right now. And now that I'm considered one of the older guys, I just gotta take the younger guys under my wing and just show them what the guys from last year taught me, and just be a leader on this team.
Coming off the draft in Buffalo, your first NHL camp, what do you take away from that into this season?
Just seeing, like, especially going to the Ottawa camp, just seeing the next level that those players have, and just how much stronger and faster they are. Just going there and just seeing that, just I want to bring that to here and just try to bring that level here and just do the best I can with it.
K-Man heavyweight boxer Christopher the Viking Hurlston is heading into one of the busiest stretches of his professional career, with two fights scheduled just weeks apart. The undefeated 25-year-old, now 5-0, returns to action tomorrow, September 12th, in England, where he'll take on veteran Ryan Leburn. He'll be back in the ring less than a month later, this time at home here in the Cayman Islands, competing in the Southpaw Series 2 on October 9th at Hotel Indigo, facing Colombia's Jose Escobar. The quick turnaround is part of Hurlston's push to gain experience and keep building momentum in the professional ranks. Hurlston said he's in top shape and carrying confidence from his last win, aiming to turn months of training into another strong showing. And beyond these two bouts, he's eyeing a major opportunity on a high-profile card in Nashville, Tennessee. In other local sports, netball development is picking up across the Cayman Islands, with two programs launching their new season on Grand Cayman and the Sister Islands to get more young players involved in the sport. Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell has the details.
Netball Cayman has opened registration for its Turtle Netters grassroots program, giving children ages 5 to 9 an early introduction to the game. Sessions run Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. starting September 12th at the John Gray Gym, Truman Bodden. The program focuses on building skills, confidence, and teamwork in a supportive environment. For details, email CINA Turtle Netters@CINETBALL.KY or contact Lucy McLaughlin at 345-923-7743. Meanwhile, the Sister Islands Sports Unit and the Sports Association of the Sister Islands are rolling out a full slate of netball sessions for all ages. Primary netball for girls 8 to 11 runs Mondays and Wednesdays from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Lehman Scott High School netball court. Youth and adults netball follows at the same venue, Mondays and Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7 p.m., open to players 12 and up. Organizers say everyone is welcome as they continue strengthening netball participation across Sister Islands. For Radio Cayman Sports, I am Josh Cottrell.
The Cayman Islands Badminton Club is inviting players of all levels, from beginners to advanced, to join its weekly sessions. Training takes place Tuesday at St. Ignatius from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., Wednesdays at John Gray from 7 to 10 p.m., and Sundays at Clifton Hunter from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Additional sessions are announced through the club's group chat, so for more details, you can call 927-7890 or email cibclub@yahoo.com. And tributes continue across Cayman following the sudden passing of former national sprinter and bodybuilder Raimi Shadolphus, who died exactly 1 week ago today at the age of 39. Adolphus was a familiar face in local sport, representing the Cayman Islands for several years on the track. He won gold in the 4x100-meter relay and silver in the 100 meters at the 2013 NatWest Island Games in Bermuda, before later shifting his focus to bodybuilding, earning a bronze medal at the National Physique Committee, or NPC, Dexter Jackson Classic in Florida in 2022, and going on to work as a fitness coach. In a message shared on Friday, the Cayman Islands Athletics Association described Adolphus as a valued member of the athletics community who proudly represented the islands, adding that his contribution and presence within the sport will not be forgotten. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.